The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
How you guys doing? Forget About It show with Penny Lisa, man. Celebrity Pizza Guy.
Yeah, we're grateful to be here today, and we have an amazing artistic entrepreneur,
Senator
Pasquale, coming on today. And Celebrity Pizza Guy is about what we're doing, what we're about, and what we're going to do, and what we've been working on. And I don't know, what do you think?
We're working on through network, and we're working on...
Yeah, we got a lot of little things going on. So we've been up here in Redding, California, and we've been having just a lot of little things happening. And, you know, the one thing I have to say is once you get out there... forget about it. You know, that when people come at you left and right, it's just a lot of decision-making you got to do, and it just seems like... Celebrity Pizza Guy's popularity has gotten so much that it's like, okay, some days it is a big forget about it. But so we've been trying to figure out when we're going to come down next, and we've been getting lots of invitations for different things. And you know, there's a lot of there's like a bridge that goes from Redding to
California
to Los Angeles, California. Can you tell he's a Jersey boy? Anyway, so he thinks Redding's that California.
Redding is in California.
Redding's
California's
California.
LA.
California's LA. Anyway, so what we're going to do is we're going to be getting into some wonderful projects, and actually, we just had a audition for Food Network a couple days ago, and actually on my birthday. And
happy birthday to you.
Okay, so we know that you're...
Do you belong in a zoo?
Anyway, so we have the forget about it weather today.
Is
just telling us that it's raining, and Los Angeles is got
probably,
you know,
sunny.
Probably sunny. Yeah, but we have also some really good projects that we're getting ready to do with the coastline. We're going to start traveling and, you know, going into different pizzerias and restaurants and whatnot. And we've got a couple ideas that we got under the works. And, you know, there's a lot of things going on in the news today. We've got people that are...
Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah.
He committed suicide in his jail cell.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Ex-New England Patriot tight end. He was acquitted. Actually, in a double murder, but yet he was convicted of a murder, and he was in there for life. So they're saying that he was probably murdered being in his jail cell, which I hardly believe, because he had clothes and everything behind the door when he committed suicide. And in order for that to happen, that door is not going to be open when someone leaves.
No, that's true. That's true.
So how can somebody say he was murdered in his jail cell when he has the door blocked to try to hide and actually try to keep people from coming in because he committed his suicide?
Well, you know,
that's the question.
It seems like every time someone dies like that, they have this big, huge, long investigation, and nobody ever really knows what happened.
Nope. So, well, yeah. Anyway, he did commit suicide, basically point blank, and it is what it is.
It's kind of sad.
Yes, it is.
But
it's a new day.
But it just goes to show you, you know, it's here today, gone tomorrow. You know, it could be, your time could be up tomorrow.
That's right.
You know, you never know.
You can say, see you later, alligator.
Yeah, so it's kind of.
So make sure you prepare yourself.
For what goes on.
For what happens to the person that is involved.
Yeah, you have to look in the mirror and see what it is you want with your life. So anyways, we are excited for today's show.
Yes, we have Pasquale.
We have Pasquale. He's an amazing
awesome
man.
Senator, ex-senator.
We
California.
Had such a great conversation with him on the phone the other day, and what a talented man. I just get excited about all the projects that he has just in his head that he hasn't even started yet, you know? I think.
Oh, yeah, he wants to make pizza art.
Pizza art, yeah. Well, we'll have to hear about that in a little bit, and we're going to go to commercial, and we're glad to be here.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way. Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Yeah, we're back.
Hey, how you guys doing up there in TV land?
Yeah,
we're
TV
back.
TV land. This is radio land.
no, we're in TV
land. We have too many hats. Anyway, so we, you know, our next guest is just the most interesting person I've talked to in a long, long time. I find that he's done so many different things with the Brea project, and he, you know, CEO, founder, senior senator of the Hollywood Arts Council, and the senior senator in the California senior legislature. I think that, you know, he's done so many different things. He sounds like a man who has never been afraid to try anything, which I think is awesome. I love people like that. And, you know, he's got some really interesting projects that he's extending himself back to where he, his homeland in Jersey, where you're from.
Yes, he's from Lakewood.
And I would love to, you know, find more about it. So is Pasquale on the line?
I sure am. After that introduction, I don't know what to say.
Well, yeah, speechless. Speechless to the moment.
features at the moment.
Yeah. So how are you?
How
you today?
Doing, Pasquale?
I'm doing pretty good and excited to talk to a celebrity,
great.
Especially in the world of pizza. That's so exciting that
pizza art going.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm telling you, isn't it the number one thing in all the food in the world? Pizza? I mean, come on. And now have a celebrity pizza guy? Wow.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's one of the most liked foods in the world, and especially here in the United States. And I find that, you know, there's still some people that want to say that, you know, it's not a healthy thing. But Nick is now with, you know, Celebrity Pizza Guy. He's, you know, putting it out there from scratch and doing some different things. And we would love to have him work with you and do some pizza art. I think that would be just a lot of fun. So, you know,
when you say pizza is not healthy, you know, I just lost quite a bit of weight on Weight Watchers. And their new program is you eat everything. You eat it in not quantity, but in whatever that word is.
Moderation.
Moderation, right.
That's right.
But
That's right.
I do like this celebrity guy's approach on pizza. You know, I after hearing about it and experiencing people eating it, and this thing about putting the sauce on top and creating the pizza on the bottom, and you know, I haven't tasted it yet, but I'm looking forward to it because you know, my friend.
Pizza.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Well, you know, we'll definitely get an opportunity to do that when we come down, and Celebrity Pizza Guy will definitely create one with you, and I think it'd be a lot of fun for you. Hey, we want to start out a little bit. We wanted to find out and give our listeners a chance to find out more about
Let's
you.
Find out more about you, Pasquale.
Yeah.
So where were you born and raised?
New Jersey.
I know that.
In the home of Al Capone. I don't
Forget
know what that means.
Al
Capone, I guess they made a hospital out of his home in Pinewall, New Jersey. I haven't been back since I was born, but when I go to Jersey coming up in the next few weeks, I think I want to go see that hospital that I was born in, and especially the situation with Al Capone. I kind of wonder about my life and maybe some of the things in my life.
Okay, one second. So you're telling me you were born in the house of Al Capone?
Yes. I guess he had a house in New Jersey. I didn't know that. Did you?
No. No.
That's why I'm pulling back here.
Yeah, we're pulling back.
Hey, Al Capone, forget about it.
It was a hospital that was made in, I guess, at his home. I can't visualize it. You know, that was a way long time ago. I don't know if I should mention the year, but it's Pinewall, New Jersey. I don't even know where Pinewall, New Jersey is. Do you know?
What was this question?
Say that one more time.
I don't really know where Pinewall, New Jersey is. I was just born there.
You mean
Pine Walden.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, no.
I've heard of Pine, what's it called?
Pine Lake.
Pine Lake.
Too.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I've never heard of what you're saying.
I don't know why I brought up the word mafia, but, you know, it was kind of interesting. And
we didn't bring up mafia.
Did they break legs in that hospital? No.
I don't know. I'm noted for being a kind, generous, helping person.
You're a great guy.
We've heard lots of wonderful things about you.
Oh, Lord.
You're a great guy.
You know. But I want to give credit to a guy that I think is really on the upper level, edge of our communication world, and that's Eric Zulli. I asked you guys the other day, and you said, I said, oh, my gosh, that celebrity pizza man, pizza guy. That's an incredible name. I hope you have it registered because You know, that's kind of spotlighting you above all the pizza people in the world. And you know, pizza is good and bad or whatever, but, you know, you've been put now in a spot that's a pretty heavy responsibility now that you're going to be recognized. And I understand there's a lot of people calling up now and wanting to know, who is this celebrity pizza guy?
Yes, we do. And it is registered. We do have it registered. And you know, anytime you come up with any idea, it's important to do that. And yes, Eric's done a wonderful job. We've had lots of good things happen over the months. And, you know, sometimes too many things happen at once to keep track of everything, you know. I think that, which is important. And that's why it is important to sometimes regroup and make sure you look at all the strengths that you have. And
domain.
The product is good, but, you know, it's not just the product, the people we've met and the product.
Exactly.
The people that Celebrity Pizza Guy's been working with, like you. I mean, the fact that we would, you know, and we would have never met you without Eric, you know. I mean, he's done a lot of really good things. And so, you know, I think that the most important thing is when you have a good product to really put it out there. And, you know, instead of, you know, look at all the people, like in your line of work with art, how many people are hidden artists that never get the chance to go out and do those things. So,
hold on.
Go ahead.
I got questions. So,
yes.
You were born in Lakewood, right?
Uh-huh.
No, I was born in Pinewall, New Jersey.
Oh,
Pinewall. I actually lived in Lakehurst, New Jersey.
Lakehurst.
Where the Hindenburg blew up. We owned all the property alongside it and still do. My brother's there. And then I went to Lakewood. Lakewood High School, and then after Lakewood High School, I left New Jersey when I was 17 and headed to the University of Miami in Florida, and then on the track of being
pizza guy trip.
Yeah.
Well, I'd go to Florida every winter.
Yes.
I'd go from Jersey to Florida every winter, and then I finally made it to California.
So there's nothing like California.
So how long were you in Miami?
I was in Miami 2 years. I was actually in Merritt Island. My father was a field test engineer and helped set up Cape Canaveral. In the summers, I was so fortunate. I don't think I made it. Oh, no, that's not really true, but... You know, I made a lot of money as a young guy because I was working with Northrop Aircraft at those days. And we were making the plans for the SNARC missile.
The blueprints and things like that.
The blueprints, I always forget that. And here I was, a young guy, and had the opportunity that I had because of my dad. But then I was going with this gal, and she showed me and photography was always my hobby in high school. And I was very interested in it, and I saw and I wasn't really interested in becoming a doctor. You know, it's the plans of your parents and all that good stuff. But I mean, I was in pre-med and I did pretty well, but at the same time, that wasn't in my heart because I was really an artist. And although now, after all these years, I realize that artists are the best doctors in the world because they supply all the things to make it easier in life through the music and art and poetry and all that good stuff. So it's not all about the medicine part. It's about the psychological part of making people feel good. So anyway, I ended up in Lakewood Cape Canaveral in the summer between school. And I saw a postcard that said, "Where the mountains meet the sea." And this beautiful sports car, and it was Santa Barbara, and it was Brooks Institute of Photography. Oh, it was a hobby for me, but I thought, well, anything to get away from pre-med. And I said, well, I'll go out there. And I had an inheritance from a grandmother, and my parents were not for it, so I had to do it all on my own in the beginning. The money ran out real quick because that school cost me twice of what it would cost, or my parents, that it would put me through to be a doctor. So anyway, I ended up going out there, and I loved this California. And I even thought, how long am I going to be here? Because it was a real hard school, and they were very technical and all that. But then all of a sudden, the photography and the school and the instructors bit me, and I just started to love it, and unbelievable. And I became a very, very fine student.
That's amazing.
Involved with the arts.
And it changed my life. It changed my life.
Correct. And you worked for Disney?
I didn't work for Disney, but I have right now. My artwork is in the latest movie called Alexander. Well, not latest, last year. And I created an environment, a building, and major banners and artwork, and at Westmoreland Lofts. And they came by and they wanted to use it, so they utilized my art, which is fountains and all kinds of wonderful things. So
Go ahead.
I just said that the most important thing is that, you know, when you start getting recognized as an artist, especially with our motion picture companies and our stars in California and Hollywood, I should really say, it's a whole nother world. And I loved every bit of it, you know. And then I opened school, a wonderful school, and have graduates all over the world. And one of the major things that made me well-known internationally with a fellowship in the Royal Photographic Society was my creation of the world of artography. We call it the wonderful world of artography. And actually, artography is a process that adds depth and dimension to a photograph with painterly textures that makes it have the depth and dimension of a fine piece of art. And also, you can utilize the art, enhance, and take the photograph into another dimension. And that's basically what I was famous for over all these years. And I was really proud of it. My first show was the Museum of Science and Industry, and they called it a new art form, which was I started off with a bang.
Such a historical thing. How did you connect that with your senator?
Oh, my God, you beat me to the punch.
I beat him to the punch.
The
senator How did you connect those
just,
stuff?
Just 6 years of my life. And, you know, I was happened.
Senator of California.
Yes, it's called a California Senior Legislature. And I was elected, and I guess I was a pretty big spotlight for campaign people and all. And an assemblywoman named Sally Acosta, who was very, very big in the Philippine community and a great lady, came to me one day at Park La Brea because that was her district, and she realized what I was doing, and she asked me if I would be interested in running for senator. And I said, what? You know, I mean, yeah, what will... How do you do that? I mean, blah, 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 blah. I said, just like I felt when I went to Brooks Institute, they went back to those early days. How the heck am I going to pull this one off? And, you know, I was an artist. I was director at Park La Brea, where we created the Arts Councils, and I did major community things through Los Angeles and connecting cities together and all that. So I guess they wanted me to do it, and I did it, and I was on her same campaign that she ran. She was running for re-election, and I was elected. And, oh boy, when that happened, I said, "What am I going to do now?"
Bet you were overwhelmed. Yeah. You didn't know that.
Well,
was
yeah, because you know that takes a lot of that kind of takes a little bit of law stuff, you know, and knowing how to do things and procedures and. You really have to. It was a total change of life for me.
It's called a big transition.
But you know what? Show business helped a lot. You know, I mean, I was training photographers and models and actors. So, you know, I thought, well, you know, start thinking about that. Who you are? You're a senator. You're sitting there, and it was funny one day. And they put me in as vice chair of the health committee. And I thought, oh no, health committee. I mean, what is that? And then, then I thought back, well, you know, you wanted to be a doctor, so you're on the health committee. There's no art committee at the moment, so just go in. And I did,
but believe me, that's winging it, right?
It's all wing it.
Yeah, awesome.
Winging it, right. And you know,
so
it's like we're doing right now.
Yeah. So let me ask you something. So during that time that you were in the politics end of things, how did that affect your stuff that was going on, your projects that were going on in the art world? You know, you were so knee deep into that. How did you balance it? How did you do both?
Well, how I balanced it is I brought it with me.
There, Penny.
I brought my art world to the senior Senate and the assembly. And that was really something that I wanted to do, and I did it because we ended up having an arts and entertainment committee that I headed. And
fantastic.
So, you know, and to me, you know, I found out that, you know, being on the health committee, believe it or not, I found out how important art was to health. And then I realized, wow, you know, and the nice thing about it is I would play two ends against the middle. I'd go to the Senate, the Assembly. Everybody loved art, and I didn't get involved with the politics and all that kind of stuff. Although I was responsible for a few bills, and since I was kind of like the young kid on the block up there and people liked me, it was wonderful. I love it, and you know what? I'm going to New Jersey in a week or so, and I'm really going to meet with a couple of senators out there, and I would love to get what we do in California to have New Jersey have it. So our California senior legislature is so important to really developing laws needed for our seniors, and that's what I did, and I would love to share that I do share everything, as you know, that I'm the founder of Sharing Center for the Arts, Hollywood International.
That's
hey, here we go. Here's one. Let's create pizza art for Jersey.
Absolutely. You know, when you're a celebrity like you are now, thanks to Eric and all the great things that you've done in your lifetime, you can do it. You know, I look at it as a world project. You know, it's not just states anymore. I mean, my artery USA.
That's right.
And you know, it's a global world, and that's what I love about Eric Zuli in the easy way, because he's developed a communication system that it's going to make an easy thing for all the things we've all done all our lives, and to be able to communicate with people, places, and things through the technology that this.
Technology is amazing, isn't it?
You know, it's so important.
But you know, also too, mastering that technology is so important. And you know,
and to have the face.
And not everybody can. Not everybody
on
can do that.
Yeah.
So it's good that he's able
want.
To do that. Now I have a question. Now during that time you were in the politics, what would be the most important thing that you feel that you contributed into that realm?
That's a good question.
In the world of being a senator.
Okay. I guess the one bill that I really, really am happy about, although all the other bills, technical bills and hearing aid bills and all the stuff that seniors do, the one thing that I feel that I really brought to the table was Senior Achievement Day, where recognizing seniors for what they do, and
it was
really, because to me, Achievement Day for seniors is every day. It's our intergenerational situation that's so important in the world.
In this world right now.
Yeah, seniors need a lot of help, and it's good that you were doing that. And yeah, you're right; they do, because they've stayed here the longest. They've been in the trenches. They've looked at things when other people haven't even experienced yet.
But they need help from the government.
But
they
the
need
support,
help from
yeah.
support.
Well,
and,
you know, I have an objection to help. That word help, you know, I mean, because seniors can help themselves by helping the children, by helping the nation, by helping, and have the respect. You know what? The word help gets me because, you know, I decided, I've been a millionaire twice in my life, and I've had so many great things. And then when I gave up all that money stuff and developed, and without that intense worrying about money all the time, I was able to create so much more. You know, unfortunately, when you become successful, the money's there. Then you have that whole thing about money and people.
How about when,
you know,
you have a senior that is not able to make money?
Yes. That's the situation. But you know what? Yeah. There are programs and there are things. And the main important thing, we have a program going at Park La Brea where Debbie Gilman is their executive director of and co-founder of the Artery. And she has a program called Debbie Doodle's Workshops where the seniors and the children work together in the workshop, which is so enlightening to see seniors and children working together through the arts. And in that they lend themselves. And, you know, the main thing about seniors, instead of the word help, I think they need respect. And the help will come, of course.
Yes, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, I think they kind of get thrown to the side sometimes. And you're absolutely right. But, you know, self-respect is very important. But I think you're right. Having the support of it is so important. And the fact that there is something that can give them that respect back. I think them helping them to find their self-respect.
There's respect for the senior citizens of their lives.
Yeah, and another thing is the senior citizens have learned so much that they can share. If they're pushed in a corner and they're not respected, that's terribly, you know, because seniors become children, you know,
they
as
do.
They go
they
along. And you know, and so we have to protect our senior children. You know, and so much, and I think in a couple of weeks I'm going to be going back up to Sacramento, and it's called Senior Achievement Day. Well, actually, it's not Senior Rally.
In a couple of weeks, you're going to Sacramento. So
yeah, I'm going to be near your neighborhood. That's really possible that maybe we can meet up. You know, let's see.
That would be
but
awesome.
Anyway,
we're only 2 hours away. It's on Saturday.
Yeah, it would be an easy drive for us.
Forget about it. I understand that's one of your words that Eric Zulik picked up on and loved.
He's saying one of your words that Eric picked up on.
Oh, God.
Well, you know, that's a good point that you say. You know, you listen to someone, you see what their strengths are, you see what is different about them, you know, which is an artistic form of life.
From them
and that's what Eric did.
And go ba-boom, ba-boom,
which is
ba-boom.
Why our show is called the Forget About It Show, because that is something that Nick says all the time.
Hey, Sir Nick, listen to me. I want to ask you about where did that come from? When did you start using it?
Oh, I've been using that
What do you mean when do you say it? I mean, now you say it a lot. But,
forget about it in like, or you can say forget about it in dislike. There's different ways that you could use the verse of forget about it.
You know, if you think about it, that's just like aloha.
Oh, my God.
Aloha is hi and goodbye, you know?
No. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay.
Now you got my attention.
Okay.
So I could say forget about it. The pizza, you know, hey, forget about it. Or I could say, she's got to go to the bathroom. Forget about it. You know what I mean? Come on.
It sounds like the opposite. You know, say yes,
they're
say
opposite.
No.
You got it.
Did someone tell you in school and something and you said forget about it? Or I mean, I don't, you know, this is very unique.
I'm sure he heard it from somebody, and he just picked it up. You know how children pick up.
Wait a minute.
I'll bet that's what happened.
So forget about it. It's been in my diverse since I was probably 5 years old.
Since he started spinning the doodle.
Since
I've
been spinning the doodle.
You know that saying where they say forgive and forget?
And
forgive and not, and not forget? Yeah. I always say, believe
it's
it or not, I say forget about it, because you know why? I don't want to remember bad memories, although it doesn't mean that I'm going to do something bad again. But when you say forget about it, if you can erase it from your mind, then you're clear to go on.
Right.
And if you forgive and you don't forget about it, then you've got that inside you all the time. So
and
everybody disagrees with me. They all disagree with me. Oh, you can never forget about it. No. Well, I forget about it. So that's why when I heard forget about it, I thought, oh, my God, this guy's got something going here I want to know about.
He does it everywhere we go. I swear, if people have hung with us for a while, that next thing you know, they're saying it. Even my mother, who's 90 years old, I was with her yesterday.
Forget about.
And she said it, and I looked at her and I went, "Oh no, it's infectious. Everybody's saying it." You know.
That could be a national sango.
It will.
Nick, we gotta write a great song. Forget about it. That could be a great song.
There you go. I love that. We need a jingle. That would be awesome.
There you go.
Yep.
We got to forget about it. Forget about it.
No, it could be a fabulous jingle. I think it would be great.
Celebrity pizza guy doing the forget about it. Ready to go. Watching roll. Making the pizza.
Pot. Okay, now we know he knows how to ad lib.
I still think we need to hire a songwriter.
I think so too. At least you and I are on the same page there.
No, that's going to have to learn the words. You'll have to learn the new words.
Absolutely. And get a chorus.
It's got to be written in his heart.
He's laughing his butt off. Right
yeah,
now.
He's laughing his butt off.
He better be, because I'll tell you what.
Yeah, that's a funny
forget
one.
About
that's
it.
A forget about it. So you're going to Jersey, which you know. How long has it been since you've been in Jersey? When was the last time you were there?
Well, I was elected as an art ambassador a couple of years ago, and I went to Jersey and met with the Indian India people from India, mm-hmm. and we helped create an organization called Art for Peace. With Mooney Aroni, it was her idea, and so that's the last time I was there, and it was an incredible trip with a tremendous amount of wonderful people with the same ideas for peace and love for our nation to be able to stop this stuff that's going on, and I really believe that it's so important for us through peace and love and understanding that we have something that we all can look at and utilize. So
absolutely.
That's the last time I was in Jersey. And
so that must
I,
be exciting that you're going. Are you excited about your trip? Do you feel like
you know what? You should have been centered.
Yeah, the trip this time is going to be a big one. I can't talk about it too much, but it has to do with an event that I've been asked to do in Los Angeles. I can say a little bit maybe, and probably my people are saying, Pasquale, don't say anything. But I have been asked to host a major event in Los Angeles 2018, and at the start of this event, it was for poetry
it's event
and
power.
Art.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You told me about this.
Yeah, event power.
Yes.
And
because
anyway,
you wanted to teach a guy to come out there.
Well, absolutely. We're going to have a lot of people together, and so I have an idea not only to do that, but to make it poetry, music, and art, and put together an Olympic-style event. Olympics.
That sounds beautiful.
and get, you know, I already have some really great commitments, but right now I'm going to be meeting with a couple of major people that might be involved in sponsorship, and I'm doing this through the country of Greece because they are the Olympics, and we're going to be honoring the Greece and the Olympic type things. I'm not sure on if how we
That's
can
phenomenal.
If
Plus
we can use the word
there.
Or any of that, but you know,
I have a lot of Greek friends.
Yes, there and so because it was where the home of the Olympics were, and you know, Greece needs recognition, and so to bring it to Hollywood through this wonderful organization of a wonderful doctor in the Philippines named Penpen and his nation, they call him the father of poetry, and he asked me to be the host of Los Angeles. So I've just taken
That's
it
fantastic.
A little.
What an honor.
That's
yes,
awesome.
And you know, all these guys are doctors and wonderful professional people. There we go with the doctor's world again. But and you know, and this one, the one sponsor, and then we're going to India October 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th of 2017. And at that convention, we will all be coming together, and I'm going to do a summit. And by that time, I am. We will have our sponsorship set up for our world. I want to stop using the word Olympics, but you know what I'm trying to say, because it's just having everybody come together in our city, in Los Angeles, and our communication value. And you know, I know that Easy Way Network is going to be a major part of this. In fact, everybody's going to be a major part. And,
sure.
And one of the things that I appreciate is sharing and doing good things for positive energy and through all the different avenues where, you know, and of course, when I first met you guys on the phone the other day, I said, God, the pizza is probably the most important food in all the world.
It is.
Everybody loves
pizza. It's
so
healthy for you.
So,
you can put all your food groups on one piece, one crust. I mean,
yes, everybody's
right.
Got here, and I'm going to say this right
Yes,
now.
We want to do something here with you.
We are going to say this right now. Pizza is the number one food group that people eat. If you throw a food item out there into the world, and it's pizza, they're going to eat it right away.
Most people don't turn it down. And we would like to see you and Celebrity Pizza Guy create a pizza. So, Nick, what
kind of pizza
what
would you create?
Well, I would create something that would be in my lifestyle of being fitness, having good
yeah,
fitness.
Healthy pizza.
And
healthy
so
pizza.
It would be healthy pizza, which I know you're working on.
Pasquale, before you speak, okay, we're going into that realm of a healthy pizza. We're looking for the healthiest pizza that we can create for kids to eat, that we could spread around to the kids in schools.
What are people saying? Pizza is not a bad food. I mean,
No, it's not.
What I'm saying is, I want to hear your story of the creation of a healthy pizza that we can create for a school for kids to eat, where it's not going to be bad for them, where it's going to be healthy for them.
And also be artistic, I think.
And
I think
artistic,
that would be awesome.
Yes, and everything involved. Because we're going into schools and we're trying to create the best product.
To change their pizza program.
To change their health.
And their health, yes.
We're trying to change health with pizza because, you know, in schools, they have pizza that they throw at them and they eat them and they don't know what's in it.
They don't know what's in it, and they don't like the taste
of
it.
So, where I'm coming from.
Well, you know, there's so many things, soy products today. I mean, I had spaghetti the other day. It was made with soy. I mean, it was amazing that, you know, I could eat that spaghetti and not feel guilty about it. Or the feta
cheese. That's true. That's true. And the gluten free. I think there should be a diversity of all different kinds. I think you're absolutely right there.
Correct.
And the ingredients though that go on the top of the pizza, I think is so incredible.
The ingredients it's the ingredients. Period.
So tell me.
It's all about the ingredients.
What would you put on your pizza?
What would you put on your pizza?
Okay, what would I put on my pizza? Well, tomatoes. I would like spinach on it. Any vegetables. I would like cheese that is made from soy. They have all kinds of cheeses now that are different. I mean, there's a new era in health foods.
A lot of
our chefs don't really know about that, and I think it's perfect for the celebrity chef to investigate this kind of stuff and really create some really great stuff.
You're absolutely right. I think that would be a great thing. I think that and it's funny. You know, you say you're coming up to Sacramento. You know, we just had someone come to the house. We filmed them in our kitchen. We have a culinary kitchen, and we're going to start doing more and more of that too up here because we want people to, you know, be more in a private setting sometimes. I think it'd be great. But, you know, you're right. It is a chef's duty to all the resources that they can out there on the food market and be able to have everybody understand why those items are healthy and why they're different from their substitutions. And I think that that's great. We do have a lot of people that have wanted to get, the vegan pizzas. When we did Mario Lopez party, we had all these models standing around and they all were paying attention to every calorie in their body. And they were begging him to make the vegetarian and the vegan pizzas because that's what, you know, well, his sauce, forget about it. His sauce is the best. And so, you know, it doesn't matter what you put on the pizza as long as the sauce itself, once it snaps in your mouth, everything gets put together. So, but that's awesome. So you're coming up.
What do you mean, snaps in your mouth?
It does. It's like an explosion.
How does it snap in your mouth?
It's like an explosion.
What's it do to you?
Well, it's like you immediately know you have that gourmet.
All right, like Brian Perry, when he ate my slice, he was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, well, it's not just Brian Perry. It's everybody that's done it.
Everybody. I've had women go, Nick, this is like
incredible.
I've ever had in my life where they're like, where you've been all my life.
He's so funny. But it's true. It's true. But I really like the idea of doing the art form. I think the art form is really important.
It is a culinary art. I mean, it's a food is a culinary art, and it's time now to bring in the new era of technology where they've created foods that are healthier and eliminated some of the stuff that isn't healthy for us. Now, you know, let me tell you something, what I think about the pizza. Why I like pizza, I like the roundness of the pizza. I like the being, and of course the art of throwing it up in the air like you do is amazing. What's the technique that when you make those round pizzas and you throw them up in the air, what's the secret of doing that?
Well, you know, the thing I noticed is that what he does is he spins the pie and that spreads the dough out, but it also makes it completely symmetrical. It has, when he puts it down, he's not like other chefs. And so even when you go to our website, it's the same thing. You know, he makes the circle perfect, you know, and the dough is paper thin in a certain place where when he puts the stuff on, you can actually enjoy what's on your pizza because you're not overwhelmed by the crust.
Is that a hard skill to accomplish, to be able to throw that up in the air like that? Is that a skill? How does one able to do that. Is it hard at the beginning and you get it later?
All right. Are you ready? Are you ready to hear this? Okay. It's called, I've been doing it since I was 1 year old. Number
one.
All right. It's called the technique. It's called technique and knowing what you're doing. And it's called years of
practice. And the way he touches the dough in a rhythm with his fingers.
I make the crust three different ways. It takes three ways to make my crust, to have a crust. But I press it out the way I do it. And then when I spin it, I make sure it's perfect at, how would you say?
Well, just the overall balance of it.
The balance of the crust.
Yeah, and a certain angle your hands are at and everything.
Yes.
So you have to throw it up in the air if that's a special way.
Well, when I throw it in the air, okay, because this is everyone thinks, all right, hold on, here you go. Now we're going to get to the technique of making pizza. Okay, so when I press out a dough ball, okay, there's one thing I do. I crunch the ends to make a crust. Then I push it down, and then I press it out with my hands in the center and work it out. And then I go again with my hands and do the same thing again. And then I do it again. And then I do it again, as in crunching the crust, which makes the crust. So, because when you want the middle of it to be heavier, because if you're going to throw this dough, you want it to have subsistency?
The consistency across
the crust.
Well, I think that the density of
the density
of the crust
of the crust.
It thins it out, and when he's pressing it out, he's creating that edge around.
Right. But when I throw it up in the air, I am basically spreading it out.
It's physics.
It's all physics, basically. It's all physics, and when I spin it, it just.
You know, it's kind of like this, you know, in art where you're learning to work with clay and you get to feel the texture of how things spin out and how they thicken. And it's really the same thing. And I used to look at him and go, my God.
It comes out.
It just balances it. It spreads it out and balances it.
You know what I say? It's an aerial sculptor. You're sculpting that dough.
I think so, yes.
And when you throw it up in the air, you're sculpting it, you know?
It's all aerial.
And it's an air sculpture, you know? It's the air and the sculpture and the physical being of creating this round object that comes down and you make a pizza out of it. So it's a sculpture.
Yeah.
I mean, so, and how well a sculptor is, I guess, has to do with how long they've been doing it and how they've been trained. So, you know, I always wondered about that, and I tried it a couple of times, and it did not turn out the way.
Are you saying that you had a hard time with the balancing, or did you find yourself dropping it? Or, you know, is a way that he spins it.
On top of a light fixture, you know?
That's to forget about it. But you know, the other thing too is when you're forming art, okay, it's really the same
thing.
You learn how to do something and it becomes second nature to you once you've done it long enough. And so but the scientific description of what is actually happening, that really
is.
And
you know what, Pasquale? You're an artist and I know that you like to create art. And
the fact that he wants to do
pizza art.
Yeah.
Let's get it rolling. Yeah.
Well, he wants to understand what you're doing.
Oh.
Well, you know what I used to do.
Let's get it going.
Let's get it.
Everything is sculpture, you know. Everything is sculpture, and to know, you know, that we're doing it the easy way, and we're going to tell the world what it's about and share the important things. I see also for you, you to recognize other pizza chefs all over the world.
Oh, absolutely.
And put yourself, I mean, Eric has established you as a celebrity in the world of pizza.
Mm-hmm,
and so you have that ability, especially coming from Hollywood and the network that he's creating now, that there's such a great thing. And, you know, it's like recognizing other great people is so important in our life.
That's the whole thing, Pasquale, is a great leader always recognizes
exactly
the strength and the beauty in other people. And they share that spotlight. And, you know, I think that the Pied Piper, same thing. They all want to be like the Pied Piper, but yet – that's
right.
Because the Pied Piper says, hey, you know, you can do this too. You know, or if you are shining in that,
you can do that.
You know, you allow that person some time to shine. I think that's really important.
Absolutely. And didn't you tell me something about you had some kind of a kit that you were developing?
It's so funny. We are developing a kit, and that's almost like...
Hold on. Can't talk because I have a muff.
Go ahead.
Right, now you go.
Oh, now he's going to give me the floor. He's so funny. So, no, we are developing a kit, and we do want to package his sauces and his dough. I think that they'll rip it off the shelf. We do want to do some strategic things, I think, with kids. I also think that seniors could do something with the kids. I think the kits are something where it's a how-to.
They can create whatever.
Create
they
anything
do.
They want.
Going by
well, you know, it's going to be a new world. It's so great that we're coming together through the Easy Way Network.
Yeah.
It looks like we're running out of time, but we'll be in connection with you, and I wish you all the greatest success.
Thank you.
The Easy Way, and I absolutely know there's a winner in you, and through that, your extra effort, you're doing a great thing, and I'm really glad to be able to share this experience with you all.
Yes, definitely. Well, thank you very much, Pasquale. And how do you pronounce your last name? What's the proper pronunciation?
Bedio. Pasquale
Bedio.
And where
can your listeners find you?
Well, we're at Artography, Artography. .net for my email, and of course our nonprofit that covers everything we do is the ArteryUSA.org.
ArteryUSA.org.
Wow,
that was on our radio show tonight.
Yeah,
great.
Thank you,
sir. And
thank
you
for coming on. We really
Senator
appreciate it.
Senator Pasquale, thank you very much. And we're going to go to Penny's.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about
wellness.
Oh yeah, the wellness.
And we have pizza recipe of the week.
Yes, we do.
Thank you.
Thank you, and you take care.
Love you, brother.
Okay, we definitely have our.
We have a pizza recipe right now,
and we need to do it quick
right now. Because we're only down to probably 30 seconds.
Okay, we have 30 seconds.
I know what we have because I'm a time machine. We're going to create chicken fajita pizza.
I think we might be off. Maybe we're on. Okay, so the whole point
are
is
we on?
I don't know if we are, but this, we better talk
no,
about
it.
It would go
like this.
Listen to me. Let's see.
Here we go.
Well, they're doing that instead of your
here
pizza.
Here we have an Eric Zoli saying, Forget about it.
So, anyway.
All right, here we go. Chicken via pizza. Chicken. I don't know.
No, we definitely have cilantro.
I'm only kidding with
He's
you.
Joking. Come on. Wasting time. Come on.
I'm only kidding. Come on. Forget about it.
come on. All right.
All right. Hold
Cat's
on.
Got his
phone.
Tongue.
Give me a phone. Chicken. Green onion, Thank you to all our friends, family, and listeners from Celebrity Pizza Guy, Nicholas Rubin, and
Fashion Wellness Coach Penny Latham.
And remember, forget about it!